This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now giving you more Dean Bank than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
You are on the line with Dean Beck.
Melbourne's news journal for starobserver.com.au is the very gorgeous Matthew Wade. He joins us on the line. Welcome.
Hi, Dean. How's it going?
Thank you for coming in today. No problem. It was above and beyond the call of duty, but it's a big day for Star Observer.
Yes.
Shannon Power, your Sydney-based journal, got a big scoop following the Australia Day Awards.
She did, actually. It went very viral. So basically, as many people would know, David Morrison was announced the Australian of the Year 2016, just before Australia Day. And I guess because Kate McGregor was Queensland of the Year and also a finalist by extension for Australian of the Year, Shannon spoke to Kate about her thoughts about the win and, you know, what she thought about, you know, David winning, and yeah, some of the comments she made were at the time were quite controversial.
David was her boss.
That's right. So yeah, actually, one of the reasons why he was appointed or named Australian of the Year was for his work, you know, kind of championing gender equality and inclusion, particularly in the Australian Defence Force. And back in 2012, actually, when Kate was going to resign and begin her transition, he actually refused her resignation and encouraged her to remain in the army. So he actually played quite a significant role in
now,
that case.
We were led to believe that they were best of mates and very close. Kate McGregor's comments, I think, are actually quite unfortunate and do in no way further the trans agenda. In fact, if anything, have set it back. Whilst they're personal remarks and she's apologised for them, I think it's a sad reflection.
Well, I mean, as you just said earlier, like, given their past history, one would infer that they were quite close or that they are, given, you know, what their experiences was together in the Defence Force. But, yeah, when she spoke about David's win to Shannon, our Sydney journalist, she just kind of said that, you know, she was disappointed, I guess, that an LGBTI person didn't win.
Kate McGregor told Star Observer, "He's on a steep learning curve when it comes to LGBTI and trans issues. He needs to learn a lot and rapidly."
Yes. I think part of that was also prompted at the time because after he won, when he actually spoke about Kate in interviews, he deadnamed her, so he actually didn't refer to her by her preferred pronouns. So I think that kind of potentially made her feel that, he still had quite a bit to learn about trans issues, and that's what, I guess, prompted the comments.
Yeah, the only interview I saw with the Australian of the Year was, I think, on 7:30, and he did refer to Catherine McGregor and did so correctly, if I recall.
Okay.
Maybe I missed the one where he mucked it up. But nonetheless, I thought her comments were a little bitter and twisted.
Well, definitely interesting. I think that given one of the main reasons he actually got the award was because of his work in gender and LGBT inclusion and inclusion more generally. It was kind of a shock. I think that's why as soon as the article was posted, as I'm sure you saw, like, a lot of people picked it up because they were quite surprised that she would say that, A, because of their history, but also because part of the reason why he won the award was because of his work in inclusion and diversity.
Now, there are some that would argue that a white middle-aged man is perhaps not the perfect person to be espousing the virtues of equality. Others would say it's the perfect person to be doing that because, it has to be led from within. Perhaps.
Well, it's one of those things. Like, I mean, it's subjective. But I definitely feel like with a lot of these different movements, like feminism, LGBTI rights, I think in terms of authorities on these issues, it definitely comes from people that have actually personally experienced it firsthand. However, I do acknowledge that, like you just mentioned, having a, you know, straight white man who obviously has quite a lot more privilege than other people in society talk about those issues or bring them to the light, it definitely helps them to reach a more mainstream audience or a wider audience.
We've had this message come through on 0427JOY949. Kate McGregor is a great role model. I would suggest that her comments would have undone that grand title, sadly. Anyway, let's move on. homophobic stickers appearing in South Yarra. We spoke briefly to Richard Keane just before from the president of Living Positive Victoria. Really sad state of affairs.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where you... I mean, sometimes it's you can naively think that we're at a point where we're far more progressive and forward-thinking than we were, like, 50 years ago. But then you see something like this where even if it was just an individual person putting it up there, knowing that there's someone out there that has such, like, such hatred and such violent attitudes towards the gay community, like, it just really, like, it sets so much back. And it really makes you feel like, yeah, I guess, what's the word? Just aware that there are people out there that still held quite awful views around the gay community. But what's nice is that the Stonington Council said that they were working to, like, remove any stickers that they saw, and they definitely were into it. So that's a positive sign. But, I mean, them being up there in the first place is pretty terrible, so...
Well, another sad state of affairs is Lance Feeney, who wrote in Gay News Network, your opposition paper and publication, that basically HIV-positive men need to get over themselves and stop blaming stigma for rejection.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah, maybe you might want to get someone to comment on his rather appalling article in Gay News Network, who basically says, you know, if you can't get a root, stop blaming other people. Maybe it's because you're short and fat.
Whoa. I think...
Lance Feeney, get your shit together, because that's appalling.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it's so ridiculous to infer that things like stigma and even something as simple as a message on a lamppost doesn't make a massive difference to a movement that until now has kind of been moving in a positive direction, and it can easily set it back, you know, so far. So to see, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's,
speechless.
Yeah. Mm. Now, community groups and activists are calling for an end to biphobia.
Yes, it's actually in the lead up to Pride March on Sunday. In the past, I guess some people have experienced, from outside of the community and from within the community, people making comments towards them identifying as bisexual and, I guess, inferring that it's not a valid identity and, you know, using discriminatory language. So Bi Alliance and the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby will actually be marching together on Sunday, and their kind of main message they're putting out there in the lead up to and on the day is they want an inclusive environment for every community group, not just, you know, gay, straight. They want people that are bisexual to be recognised and not discriminated against on the day as well.
Well, it's a few years back now, maybe three or four, but the Bisexual Alliance, as they walked down Pride March, they did cop some horrendous comments from members of the gay and lesbian community, sadly.
And isn't that shocking? Like, I spoke to Sally Goldner earlier, who's also part of Bi Alliance, and she was saying that she's faced it herself as well. It's just one of those things that you wouldn't expect it from somebody within our own community, but when you do, like, it just reminds you that there's a lack of knowledge and awareness around there about, you know, diverse sexualities. And so hopefully the message that VGLRL and Bi-Alliance are getting out there will help to shift that.
Yes, indeed. Let's hope that we can have an all-inclusive and all-welcoming and diverse Pride March this year. Yeah. I'm very pleased to announce that I've been asked to host this year's broadcast again, which is a great honour and one that I do not take for granted, and I'm very pleased to be able to do that. Now, gender reassignment surgery will be offered to the winner of this year's Miss Transsexual Australia competition.
Yeah, so they announced the prize.
How do we feel about this?
Well, the thing is, they did. So basically, yeah, it's on this weekend, Miss Gay, Miss Transsexual Australia competition. And they've announced that this year the winner will be offered, if they'd like to go overseas and have gender reassignment surgery. They did say, though, that, you know, that in no way they're not trying to infer that, like, that's somehow, like, something that all people want, or that's somehow, like, an ideal goal. But they did say that will be offered to whoever wins it.
Not sure. I'm totally comfortable with this.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those. It's there are two sides, I guess. You know.
I guess I'm not got nothing to do with me, but
no, I know what you're saying. But I think they were saying, you know, they're not trying to imply by making that, like, the ultimate, you know, the prize for the winner, that, you know, because of that, it means that's what all.
So
people
if you win, do you have to have surgery?
I don't think so. I think the implication is that because it's on offer, if they would like to, they can. But then obviously, for many people, that's not what they'd like to do. So that's why it's just an offer, I suppose.
Well, I guess it's expensive, and for some that would be a wonderful prize.
Definitely.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
This message has come through via SMS on 0427JOY949 in regards to our comments regarding Pride March and the bisexual community. Anthony identifies as a bisexual man and has experienced more biphobia in gay clubs than he has anywhere in the mainstream community. I don't doubt that for a minute, Anthony.
I think it's
a very sad state of affairs and a poor reflection on our community.
I mean, there's a scale in terms of sexuality, and I feel like maybe perhaps one of the reasons why it comes from within the gay community is there are some people who identify on one end of the spectrum, and so for them, maybe they're not aware that, you know, that it even is a spectrum, and that people can sit in the middle or sit towards one under the other. So I think that, yeah, I think there just needs to be more awareness raised around that, because, yeah, it is really terrible when you see discrimination against any marginalised community from within a marginalised community.
I, you know, have this glorious picture of one day we're just not going to worry about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be free to be whomever they are and whatever they are, and enjoy it happily, because it really doesn't involve anyone else, frankly.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that, as Sally was saying, actually, when I spoke to her, that, you know, she just wants it to be like, you know, this is Pride March in particular, like this Sunday, is one of the days, one of the few days in the whole year where we get like a day for us to kind of celebrate our community and the diversity of it. And she was saying, you know, can't we just have like that one day where even on the day there's no discrimination, everyone's just happy to be who they are.
Put all that crap aside.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Celebrate who you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, however you are.
Exactly.
And enjoy it with a smile on your face and love in your heart.
Yes, 100%. I could have said it better myself.
Too much to ask. Anyway, I'll be there. I'll be calling the march from the balcony of the Prince of Wales Hotel. Looking forward to doing that for you throughout the day on Sunday. Now, there's a movie that I'm heading off to tonight at Parliament House in the Treasury Building, Pride Not Prejudice. Are you going along to that?
I should be there, yes.
Excellent. And I'll look forward to bringing you some details on that next week. But basically, my understanding is that charts, I guess, our legal history and growth within human rights in this state.
And the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner should be there, I think, as well as a few other guests.
I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, definitely.
Matthew Wade, thank you very much for joining us on the line today.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening. It's been a busy day, and it's been a challenging day of topics, but I hope you've enjoyed the conversation. I'm Dean Beck. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air. Till next time, keep well, take care, bye.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Your community.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.